Hey guys, so welcome to the pod. So today's episode, I'm recording this from the comfort of my own home, and I didn't go to the office today because, you know, I feel like sometimes like the New York City subway is really like really getting on my nerve. It's like testing my limits. Maybe I just become like recently very, very like, I don't know, impatient with things, but it's just like it's really getting on my nerve, especially sixth train. It's just like, what on earth, you know? Like, it's just sometimes it's like, oh, no train is coming to this station. You have to take like only uptown in order to get to downtown. It's like super odd. I know it makes no sense when you even say it, but like, yeah, these kind of things happen. To be honest, I feel like New York City subway has probably the one of the best ones in the States, but sometimes it could be even worse on a regular day. So like, I'm just like, I don't want to deal with this today. Today I want to be chill and just, you know, focus on work, deal with emails, some emails, and record the pod, and also record some YouTube videos because I have been really slacking on YouTube. But yeah, I feel like everyone has been slacking on YouTube. I feel like if you go on YouTube, YouTube has been so dry these days. I have to be honest, like so dry in content. It's just like really, really not fun. I mean, there are some YouTubers that are really putting some bum-ass content, but it's like not a lot. And a lot of like there one week is like there's enough content, but another week is just like nothing. And also another week is like nothing, then just whatever. Honestly, that was my little complaint. Okay, that's it. That's not the topic today, guys. But I also, that wasn't the update. That was just like some afterthought, I guess. But I'm going to get to the update. But let me just mention a little bit quick about the topic today. So today's topic is social media backup plan. What that means, if it doesn't make sense in your brain, quite frankly, maybe it doesn't even make sense in my brain either. So essentially saying that, like, I think there are always ups and downs, failures. So many things happen on social media, and because we truly don't own anything on social media, I feel like it's always good to have backup plan. And over the years, I feel like I have learned so much. I'm not an expert, but I feel like from my experience, I have a couple things to share that I thought it would be interesting for some of you guys, or maybe most of you guys, because it looks like a lot of my episodes with social media has been doing really well for me. And I just thought I could talk about this today. Okay, so that is the topic. Now let's talk updates. So this update is actually very, very much related to social media, and like it's getting on my nerves. It's like I'm really, really trying to be calm. You know, there are some things, it's just like it's really making you upset, and like really upset, and like you are trying every possible solution scenario in your head. I meant like also in real life, like not just in your head, but like you are trying to make it work to see how you could make it work, and it just doesn't work. So this is one of those scenarios. So in case you guys don't know, so a lot of the times, you know, when you work with brands, especially these days a lot, I feel like in the past it wasn't as much, but now these days it's like very, very common. Most of the time when you work with a brand, they also sometimes, a lot of the times they want to promote your content because, you know, when they promote it first, they can use your content, and like, you know, it's free advertising for them. Essentially, they only just pay for the ads, and we already have the content, right, from us. And what happens is that, like, instead of promoting this on their own account and using our pictures or our content, the creator's content, most of the time brands actually ask us for this access, or they just send us an invite and we add them as like our partner on Facebook Business Manager. And there's a very similar feature on TikTok. It's called Sparks Ads, and like brand can add you into their campaign or anything like that if you ever done anything similar with TikTok Creator Dashboard. So it's very similar experience. And you essentially, brand gets to pay for the ad, but from behind, that's what they do in the back end. But from the outside, it looks like I'm the one promoting my post, but it's not me, it's the brand doing it. This kind of gives like I think it's called whitelisting or something, whitelisting ads, something like that. So this kind of gives more, what is the word for it? More exposure to the brand, because like, I think nowadays people believe more into the content and like they like that a lot. And I remember one of my recent collabs was this beauty company, and they promoted my post and I was getting so many likes, guys. I think I got like maybe close to 5k or 6k likes. I was not expecting that. I'm not sure how much it did in sales. I'm hoping it did well for them, because I don't see any of that. All I just saw was like I was getting comments, likes and stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's also beneficial for the influencer, because you're getting exposure, you're getting in front of a lot of people. So it's very beneficial. The reason I'm talking about this is because in order to have access to this or give this access to the brand, you have to essentially go into the Facebook, and not just Facebook, it's a Facebook Business Manager, and now they changed it to Meta Business Suite, something like that. It's like, I can't even keep up with those changes. But yeah, it's very unnecessary that they connected to this Facebook, because I honestly don't want to be associated in any way, shape or form possible with Facebook. But sometimes we don't have a choice, do we? Yeah, so when I was trying to log in, and at that time, I feel like I had the info, but turns out this time the brand was like, they were not giving me their info. I was giving my info, and I have honestly never done that. So I apparently gave them my wrong business ID, which is what they were asking for. So they were like, oh, can you confirm this is the right one? So I was like, sure. And I was already logged into Facebook, so I didn't realize like they would just kick me out, and they kicked me out. Another thing is, recently I had to reset my phone. So most of my accounts were connected to this app called Duo, which is like multi-factor authentication. It was gone. So I had to like reset everything and like try to get access to all of my accounts, most of my accounts, I guess. So I essentially lost access to my Facebook. I lost access to my Twitter. And I think one more account, I forgot which one was it. Yeah, it was horrible, honestly. So I was like, oh, there must be another way, right? Like, it's just like, they can't just be like only multi-factor authentication, right? So I log in, right? It's asking me for the code that's the authenticating app is generating. Okay, I'm like, maybe it will ask me for my phone number or anything. It's not. And I'm like, oh, it says, do you need another way to authenticate? I was like, yes, sure. It's this like messed up way of showing, oh, if you log into the app and it will generate a code. I'm like, I don't have access. What makes you think that I can generate a code? Like, it makes no sense. Like, I don't understand what was the logic behind this? And apparently there used to be other options saying like other, which you can like submit your ID and other stuff so you can get back access to your account. There was no option. So I even posted this on my Instagram stories, and a bunch of people also responded. They're like, I am in the same boat. I cannot get access. It's so ridiculous to me that I was dealing with this. I even spent like almost, 4 hours on this to get back, because like there was a brand of waiting on me to like get this number, like I think it's called business ID, yeah, something like that, business ID from them. And I just don't have, like, I cannot have access to it. It's so ridiculous, honestly. And most of the things is connected with Facebook. It's honestly so absurd that like they don't think that like you might lose access to your account and you would not be able to get it back. Like, I know things happen in life. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, people lose their phone, people's phones get stolen or stuff. And 9 out of 10, let's be honest, we don't have backup. I know I'm even talking about backup plan today, but like overall, we are a human being. We don't have backup. Like, maybe sometimes, but like, backing up an authentication app is like, because even if you have iCloud backup, your authentication backup is separate than the iCloud backup. So like, trust me, you're not going to be doing that. I mean, 9 out of 10, no one does that. So honestly, I'm a bit like absurd about this. Like I'm just so upset. So I have been spending a lot of time on doing that and nothing has been happening. And I even tagged Facebook and everything. So hopefully maybe someone will get back to me. I'm dreaming. That's that. That was the little bit update on that. I am very upset, to be honest. And like, this is one reason I even want to talk about this topic today, because it's just, sometimes we have to take a step back and realize like a lot of things on social media is like, yeah, we are doing things, but we don't own anything. And sometimes it's good to have backup plan with everything, because you never know. These platforms, especially some of them, is just like, they really are out there to serve themselves. It's never about you. Things can turn out very badly some days. That's what I'm saying, because a lot of people have lost their accounts and shit. It's just, it's horrible. And like, there's no customer service, there's nothing. It's honestly absurd to me that like big corporation like this is like have the worst service when it comes to recovering an account. Because one of my accounts was also connected to this multi-factor, which was Tesla. But Tesla was, I told Tesla, I called them, I confirmed everything, and they just sent me a reset. Now, reset password, because a lot of people do that. A lot of companies, it's ridiculous. Resetting a password doesn't do that. But they legit just reset the account, and it just disabled the multi-factor authentication. I'm just saying, like, I feel like companies need to do that. It's just ridiculous that, like, there is no backup plan to recover your account. And a lot of people have lost their account. So, yeah, that's just my experience. I will let you guys know if there's any update on that, because I know something very similar like this happened to me. Then I think Facebook fixed it, but this has been apparently an issue that hasn't been fixed. So we'll let you guys know. Anyways, so now let's get into today's episode. Okay, so like I mentioned before in the very beginning of the episode, that like in social media, right, like it's, we don't really own the traffic or interaction, because at the end of the day, it's owned by Facebook, it's owned by Instagram, it's owned by Twitter, it's owned by TikTok. Like, it's essentially owned by them. It's never owned by us, although we are the one putting it out there and doing it. But, you know, we have to know deep down, we don't own any of these. For some of us, you know, this doesn't matter, you know, when you think about it. But when you think about seriously, if it is for your business, like you're a brand or you're a content creator, or, you know, you built your career off of social media, then that's a big thing, you know, because you rely so much on social media, especially because like when you think about it, you know, like let's just say if something happens to one of your platforms and you have a sponsored deal and everything, you're legit screwed. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that's why it's that even having the thought of that is so scary. I mean, I know you cannot think like that, because that can happen to pretty much everything in life. You can lose anything. But what I mean is that like, that's why I even want to talk about this, is that like, it's good to have a backup plan. And number one thing I would say, that's what I'm saying, I'm also going to keep this episode short, because there's not much to, I don't want to like ramble. I just want to say it. And I feel like hopefully this will be really, really insightful for most of you guys. First backup plan, I would say, is definitely have another social media platform, another channel that you use. I know you, I already said like, you know, you don't own anything, but at least having multiple channels, it's good for you, because there's a very low chance that all of them will go down or something will happen to all of them, because not all of them are in the same server. Although nowadays most things are going on Amazon Web Services, so don't quote me on that. But yes, they're not like in the same platform, so it's not going to be like all, something happened to all of them. So think of that. So I would say, like, let's just say if you are on Instagram, have TikTok or have other platform or have Twitter. I mean, well, it depends. I feel like also don't just have other account just because for that. You have to have a strategy behind this. I say this in a way, like, just because I'm a creator, right? So I only have Instagram. I mean, I have Facebook, but it doesn't matter because it's, I literally don't use it. I only use it to connect to the Facebook page, which I now have last access, so don't have it. I have Instagram, I have TikTok, I have YouTube, I have Pinterest. I had Twitter, well, I still do, but I never logged in. I haven't logged in a year, I think, because it just doesn't make sense to me, and I don't think it's going to help me in the long term for my business. It just hasn't been like this. So I feel like you have to think about it. Don't just create another platform just because it's gonna, it's just, you're like, oh, I'm doing it as a backup. You have to have a strategy behind it, that you have to have that move that makes, adds into your strategy. So that's what I would say. And I will also get into Pinterest in a little bit, because that's also very, very important to talk about these days. I feel like before it was not as important, but these days it's important. So definitely have other platforms and work on that. Maybe you will not be able to spend too much time on it, but just having a backup and having a couple thousand followers or some sort of a community there, maybe not as big, but still have a community that you can come back to later on, would be great. Another thing I would say is that, like, definitely have a website that you can have your products or whatever you're selling. Or if you, like me, you just have a blog that's showcasing, you know, the content or whatever you are producing at the moment. You know, it could be video, it could be anything. I feel like that really helps a lot, that because you are owning the entire traffic and entire journey of what people are doing there in your website. Other thing is very helpful is like mailing list. A lot of the times people don't want to do this, but I assure you, even if you don't send emails, just having people's emails in your list, and God forbid if something happens, or in the future maybe you have like over 1,000 mailing lists, 1,000 people in the mail list, that's going to help you to grow something, and you can use that for your advantage later on. Trust me, it really works. There are so many times people really signed up to my mailing list and I haven't really sent that much stuff, and like people still sign up every day. I'm even awed by that, but I'm like, thank you guys. I'm just saying, like, it really is helpful because you really control that, and you can send them an email, you can connect with them, versus with Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or any other platform, you don't have that much control. And I think that is so, so beneficial. It's like an advantage to have that a lot of people don't realize. Other thing is to realize is things are changing, and just because things are changing does not mean that things are ending. It just means that, like, you have to shift your focus, and also you have to do things a little bit differently. Like, just saying that, like, you know, like before, back in 2016 2017, photo was everything. Photo content was popping, everyone was posting photos, filters, everything great. Now, not so much, it's not doing so hot. Photo dumps are kind of fun, but just that's it, nothing else. So you have to focus more on the video content. Video is essentially what's being expected. Yeah, I don't mean just TikTok, like Reels, it's just essentially entire video content. And you have to be careful with, like, what kind of content you're putting out there. And that's why, like, the TikTok is doing so well, but now things are changing a little bit with the long form content. So you really have to be paying attention to see what works for your brand, and so you can work around it and create a content that brings a value. Because I think it's very, very hard, to be honest, to create a content that brings value but also makes it somewhat entertaining, that people would want to tune in more. It is quite challenging. That's what I'm saying. It's not easy. I'm not even saying that it is easy, because it takes a lot of effort. And the times that videos do really well, that doesn't mean that it's going to bring you money. Because I have to be honest, 9 out of 10, the videos that did really, really well for me brought me nothing. Yes, it brought me engagement, it brought me things, but it didn't bring me any money. So I'm just saying, so you have to be really strategic about what you want to put it out there. But also, you have to accept that, like, trend these days is video, and just focus your content on that. Don't just spend your money on photo content because it's not doing well. Okay, another content format is going to be big, I think, is the live content. I do lives a lot on my TikTok, but I just never thought I would ever do lives, to be honest, because I feel like it's so awkward and embarrassing sometimes, just like seeing zero. Then, like, I mean, I have already passed that point, to be honest. I don't care. I don't think I would ever do it on Instagram, to be honest. But I feel like on TikTok, it has been really fun for me, and I get to connect with people. Sometimes things can get out of hand because some people don't watch their mouth, and things could happen because lives are so different, you know, because it's not like you already prepared this video. You might have some preparation of what you're going to do in your live, which you should, because you can't just like log in and say hi, because I'm telling you, it does get boring over time. So think of an idea of like what you're going to be doing in your live. Like when I do, sometimes I do unboxing or I do like product reviews and stuff. So it's kind of fun. But over time, if you don't have a plan, it does get boring. Besides just saying, hi, what's going on? That does get boring. So it's important to have some sort of a concept or outline of what you're going to say. But yeah, it's going to take time. So just don't worry about like zero or few, because honestly, when I started, it was not great. But over time, it really changes. And TikTok algorithm is so great for the live. So I would 100% recommend it. This is the last tip I'm going to say. And this one is very important because it's changing. And I'm not sure if it is going to be good, to be honest. But shoppable platforms are... looks like it's going to be big. I mean, I know they're already pushing so much on Instagram, like the shopping features and everything, but TikTok is going in that route. They're going to be tagging the products on TikTok. But besides that, also Pinterest is going on that route. I feel like Pinterest has always been a platform like that, shoppable, tagging products, and like people were more focused on that, and people were more focused on the idea of like, oh, this looks cool, this is a cute dress, or this is a cute place, I want to check it out. It's all about like that mindset, and I feel like that's a lot of people's mindset when people go on Pinterest versus on Instagram and stuff. So I feel like for Pinterest, it makes so much sense. And I'm just saying, Pinterest is really, really becoming big, guys. It's not just a platform that like, oh, it's like inspiration, or you're looking for your next outfit or next things to do for Coachella outfit. I don't know what else you want to do, but it's really becoming big, and they have idea pins now, and they're gonna start paying like people for their content. They're already doing it, but it's in beta. So yeah, it's definitely becoming big, and Pinterest is very much like SEO platform. It's not like Instagram or any other platform. I feel like it's more like Google. It's more like Google. It's very much like SEO in some elements of regular social media platform, but not a lot. But that's why I would say it's like definitely another platform that you can spend your time on and grow on, because it is definitely becoming another dominant place that in the social media space that I think is going to be great. And I can't wait to see how it's going to be. I already have like, which is so funny, people sometimes like, how do you have like over 1,000 followers on Pinterest? But I do. I was just as surprised, but definitely idea pins have helped me a lot. And I think Pinterest is going to be the next big thing for creators to create content, also get paid. And I think for brands also, it makes sense because you can sync your products, and it can also show up on Pinterest depending on how you use it, just organically, even not even promoting it. That's what I'm saying, organically actually a lot of things work out much better than the paid ads. So yeah, these are some of my tips and thoughts about backup plan for social media strategy. I hope this was helpful, and I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.